This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential candidates returned to the campaign after pausing a week in memory of former President Ronald Reagan. Today and tomorrow, we will hear from the campaign managers for President Bush and Senator John Kerry. First up is Mary Beth Cahill. She is managing the Kerry campaign, which, more than most campaigns, is affected by breaking news about the economy or about Iraq.
The campaign is run in real time with real events impacting it every day. But our basic message is to communicate what John Kerry wants to do with the country.
Up to now, the news has been helpful to you last few months. What happens if, by the fall, the situation in Iraq improves or the economy continues improving?
But people's wages are actually going down or they're absolutely flat. The jobs that are replacing those that are gone are at a much lower wage. And that is something that I think that American families are very aware of.
Are those issues you just mentioned enough to win a presidential election against an incumbent if the really big issues get better, if the broader economy is improving, if Iraq is improving in the fall?
Things would have to change pretty dramatically between now and the end of this election.
We were talking to an analyst the other day who was saying that John Kerry, one of his large differences with President Bush on Iraq was John Kerry said you got to bring in the United Nations. The United Nations has been brought in. Does that cancel out the issue for you? That
no,
part of the
I,
issue?
First of all, Senator Kerry and the campaign applaud the fact that President Bush and the Bush administration followed his suggestions and those of many other Democrats and Republicans on the Hill that he had to broaden this, that he had to get the UN involved in this. I think that at this late date, the fact that we actually have an almost wholly American force in the country, that we are taking pretty terrible casualties, these are things that are going to stay with us.
President Bush, in his speeches, in his ads, has raised questions about Mr. Kerry's credibility and called him a flip-flopper on different issues. How do you defend against that charge?
What I really notice is that President Bush would rather talk about John Kerry in negative terms than talk about himself, and the fact that in a second Bush administration, his plans to cut veterans benefits, education funding, Social Security, all of these things are subjects that he does not want to discuss.
Well, people can, though, go back in John Kerry's record and say he's taken such nuanced positions on different things, about whether he threw away his war medals or his ribbons, about whether he voted for $87 billion on Iraq or not, and exactly why. Does your polling show that there is a vulnerability there that you have to deal with?
I think that the preoccupation with ribbons and medals is a preoccupation of the Bush campaign. We saw at the time of these charges that people were very impressed to know that John Kerry had a Silver Star, 3 Purple Hearts, and a Bronze Star, and that he had served with such distinction in Vietnam. And I think that that whole thing actually backfired against the Bush campaign.
The thumbnail analysis of this campaign, I suppose, might be that it's all about President Bush and whether people approve or disapprove of him. And if people decide they disapprove of him, then the next question is John Kerry just a reasonably credible candidate? Is that the way that you see the election?
Not at all. I always thought that John Kerry was the man for this time. I think because of his background as a veteran, actually as a protester, as someone who stood up for what he thinks is right, as a prosecutor, and as a senator who didn't do what was easy, but found his own path, that he uniquely is the person who can lead us in these very tough times because of his deep and nuanced understanding of foreign policy.
But in political terms, is that the way voters think? They look at Bush first, they make a decision, then they go over to Kerry and decide if they can live with that.
I think that obviously running against an incumbent means the race is largely about the incumbent. I think that it is necessary for Senator Kerry to make the case that he is someone that Americans can trust to lead this country. And I think that that is a test that he is passing and passing very well right now. And that as more and more people know about his vision for the country, he's going to be elected.
We're talking to Mary Beth Cahill, the campaign manager for John Kerry. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we'll have a conversation with President Bush's campaign manager, Ken Millman.